Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Thank you guys for listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in and tuning in to the show, those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for joining the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you all for joining the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Call in, weigh in on today's episode, and we'll go from there. Now, before we get into today's episode, on yesterday I did part one of this show, which is favoritism in the workplace. And there was such a huge response on that show. And, you know, the way it looks by today, and, you know, when I send out show notes, and then now, my board is full of people who are listening to the show right now. So, again, thank you guys for listening in and welcome to the show. And like I was saying, on yesterday I had such a huge response that I wanted to do a part two of this show. And that's what we're doing today. Part two of favoritism in the workplace. Now, I had a good friend of mine on the show on yesterday who started the show and talked about a hypothetical situation, or maybe not a hypothetical situation, but a situation that he's dealing with in the workplace where he is. I also had a second caller who aired his frustrations about favoritism in his workplace as well. And so there is credence to the favoritism in the workplace quote, so to speak, because, you know, as I said on yesterday, there's, you know, any workplace that you go to or you go and observe them or you talk to someone that works there, what have you, there's favoritism there. And they can tell you the exact person, all this stuff, who's being favored, everything. So this is not something new. Okay, this is something that happens all the time. It happens every day in all workplaces. So for those of you who were telling me that, you know, shouldn't do this and shouldn't do this and shouldn't do this, then, you know, that's, you know, I don't care. I mean, to be blunt about it, I don't care because it happens everywhere. So, and again, it's my show. So I can do whatever I want on my show. Okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because there are people out there, of course, and when you start getting an audience, start growing like this audience is, then you get a few of the, you know, I don't know what to say, but whatever. I mean, you get a few people that'll call you and say things, or they'll send you messages and say things. But, you know, I just want to let them know, hey, you don't have to listen to this show if you don't want to. You can listen to another show. There's million shows out there that you can listen to. But there's some reason you're listening to the Frank Williams Show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow me on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow me on Facebook. Go into your Facebook and type in The Frank Williams Show. A show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing that you do on Facebook and become friends of the show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or, and of course, Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834. Excuse me. Now, again, part two of favoritism in the workplace. Now, of course, anyone can call in and talk about this, or if you have an experience with this or anything like that. But like I said, favoritism happens anywhere. I mean, even in church, there's favoritism. Even in sports, there's favoritism. All kinds of things like that. When people are working together and then they have someone who's, supervising them, so to speak, then that person is going to have someone whom they start to grow closer with. Okay? And again, it happens in all facets of life. And all different things. So, being in the workplace is no different. Okay? Now, I wanted to be able to grab some facts for you guys offline, but my time didn't permit that today. So, you saw I was, getting up on the show a little bit late, a couple of minutes late. I've been doing some things, and I was trying to get her to get up on the show, and I did. But so favoritism in the workplace, when you look at favoritism in the workplace, you start to think about your workplace, and you start to think about favoritism in your workplace. And I have a caller on the show right now from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Where's your comment?
Hey, I was just going to call and say that, you were right when you think about favoritism in the workplace, like your immediate office or your immediate department. But I saw an example that spread even further than that. I work in a place that has a lot of little retail shops in it. And this one place, it's like a deli in there. And it was like this new girl started, and she, everybody goes to the deli, but the girl started, I say, about 6 months ago. So now the young lady is getting married, and the ladies in the deli were mad, saying they didn't get an invitation to her wedding, but she gave it to other people in the building, and they all met each other at the same time. So it's funny how, this is not even their immediate thing, but they got problems now. Because they didn't get an invitation, and they see favoritism, and they think it's based on race. But, everybody always got their own conceptions about how they think they ought to be treated. So some of that is kind of brought on that's unnecessary, I think.
So now, I didn't follow you there. You said that there's a young lady that works in the deli?
No, she's just working in one of the retail shops.
Okay.
I was saying that, the favoritism in the workplace expands even outside of your immediate workplace. There's other people around. They jealous. They noticing, favoritism between, But did you follow the story? That's all I was trying to say. That, even if favoritism, it just keeps stretching because, everybody feels some type of way about how they think somebody's supposed to treat them. Of course, you know, but I didn't understand why they were so mad. I mean, I met her the same time they did, and she didn't give me an invitation to the wedding either, but I didn't even, I wasn't worried about it, you know, but they were.
Right.
So that's all I was saying.
Right.
Okay. That's it for my call.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling. So, and you know, and that's true. As the caller was saying, you know, there's definitely things that happen, you know, even outside of the workplace or whatever. It's just every day. It's so funny that we were talking about this favoritism. Now, when you think about outside of work, think about a form of favoritism that you know about. Call me and tell me about it. Now, also, you know, here's my thing, okay, and you guys can take this how you want it, but my thing is that from a working standpoint or, you know, in the workplace, when people start to feel like there's favor being put on someone, and maybe even not by choice, but if people feel like favoritism is being put on someone, then at some point they start to, let's see, what am I trying to say? They start to feel ill towards that person whom the favor's being laid upon. You know, y'all follow me there? You know, you start feeling like that person isn't where you are when they are where you are, but you feel like they're not where you are as far as an employee goes. Okay? I don't know if you guys follow me there, but that's what I'm worried about with all these situations. Is that at some point, you know, people start to feel ill towards that other person. And that's the part that I'm afraid of. You know, and I'm not saying this will happen, you know, at your job or anyone in my job or anyone else's job. But usually, you know, we hear about all these shootings and stuff like that, people coming up into work. It seemed to have started, you know, it got popular, seemed like it got popular when that postal worker went into the post office and started shooting his folks. Y'all remember that? And so that coined the term postal, going postal on someone. And that happens because of favoritism. Okay, so this can be a very, very damaging thing. It can be very, very, you know, not scary, but dangerous. It can be very dangerous for others who has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. So that's my worry is that people will start to feel ill towards other people whom the favor is being brought upon, and things will get kind of hairy, kind of out of shape, kind of been out of shape. You know, you don't talk to them like you used to. You know, you stop speaking to them. You know, you stop hanging out with them after work, and all these things happen. So that's something that I don't want to happen. But, you know, I understand how people feel about favoritism. 818-301-5834. Now, and so when you go back and think about what I was saying about people going postal, going up in a workplace and, you know, shooting everybody in the workplace, or going up in, you know, a school even, and shooting the people in school because they got a problem with the teacher that's there, okay? Doesn't make sense at all, but that's what happens. And we keep hearing a lot of, we keep hearing all this stuff in the news about, you know, people going postal. That's what I call it, people going postal. And it seemed to all stem from the person that actually went postal back in the day, a while back. It went up into the post office and shot many people, okay? And that's something you you have to really be careful of. Especially if you're starting to get upset about what's going on at work or anything like that, you got to grab a hold of yourself as a, you know, as an adult, as a professional, and remember why you're there. Okay, I'm at work for a paycheck. Okay, and people say, I'm not here for the money. I really don't have to work. Well, that's not true. But anyway, I'm there for a paycheck. So, when favor's being brought upon someone and it's not me, hey, whatever. Yeah, I need to know, on next Friday, will my check be in my account? Will my money be in my account? Okay? And is it the money that I'm supposed to get? Now, if I don't have the money that I'm supposed to get, hey, I might go postal. Just kidding, but, y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to throw something in on this, but that's exactly what I'm saying is that, hey, you're getting paid what you're supposed to be getting paid, do your job well. And if you do that, I guarantee you 100% right now, right here on the show, that you will get the way you want to go within your job. I guarantee you that. You can take that to the bank. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, y'all. Tell me exactly something that you have or something that you've seen that was favoritism towards a person. I have a caller from the 919 area code. The first three digits are 637. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Frank, I'm with you 100% on that money. When it comes to that money,
yes,
that's really all that matters.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's really all that matters, regardless of what's going on, as long as that check in the bank. Everybody good.
Everybody good.
Hey, and I was thinking about, as you were talking again, I was thinking about, some more examples of things I've seen. And I just want to take me and you, for example, in a third person. If I might talk to you every day, get to know you, get to know the ins and outs about you, what you know, what you love. But then you got a third person that I might just say hi and bye to, how you doing? But I know it. I know everything about you. Well, I know a lot about you. I automatically, gonna shift your way. And I don't have nothing against that third person. There's nothing that third person ever did to me or made me feel any kind of way about them. But, you my boy, and I'm gonna look out for you, more than I would.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do it, but in certain situations, especially the workplace, you got to be careful when you do that. But I know that might be something that's just naturally done because I got a connection with you more than I have with that third person.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that third person may feel like, hey, he's showing favoritism toward Frank, and he just say hey and bye to me, but you know, that's because that third person may want to get into your circle that you have there with Frank. But at the same time, you know, like you say, you're not really, you know, bad about him. It's just that, you know, y'all might be way different in age. Y'all might be different races. And, you know, because sometimes, I mean, that, you know, race, a lot of people don't like to say it, but race play a big part in something like that as well. You know, you might not hang out with him after work, go to the bar or go to the club or whatever with him, but I'll go with Frank because that's what Frank like to do. That's what I like to do. So that's where we go. Hey, I ain't saying that's what I like to do. I ain't going, you know, I ain't up in the club, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, that's yeah. You know, I understand. That's the kind of stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, hey, I appreciate your call, bud. Keep listening, all right? So, you know, and that's, you know, that was a good example as well. That's a great example of favoritism, you know. And he may not be trying to do that because they may not have a lot in common, but he might have a lot in common with someone else. But that's the way that guy feels. And you may not know that. You may not ever know that. But that's how he feels. He feels like you're pulling towards him and he's your favorite. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens too. But hopefully, you know, he can be an adult about it. And, hey, find other friends. He got other friends. Can do that. But that was a great example. I mean, you know, sometimes you feel like that. You feel like different things happen and you'd like to, you know, you may want to talk to a girl, and I'm talking about I'm speaking from a male standpoint. And I mean, M-A-L-E, male standpoint. You may want to talk to a certain girl, but this girl is drawn to this other guy. She likes this other guy. So she see you and all that, and she may think you're a good-looking guy, but she see this other guy, and she think that he's a good-looking guy, and that's who she want to get to know better. All right? So, but you wanted to know her better. But that isn't in her deck of cards. So, she's gravitating toward this guy. You're trying to gravitate towards her. But when you see her gravitating toward this guy, you back off, right? You back off and you say, hey, okay, she like old boy over there, so I'm gonna let this go. But you're also thinking that I still got a chance. I think I can get with her before he can. So you think you still got a chance. So you still try to get in there, right? You still try to get in there with her, you still try to talk to her, everything. See? But you may feel that's a form of favoritism because she's going from here to him and not from here to you. Okay? So and that's just a male thing, you know? That's just a male thing. I mean women may feel like that as well about another guy, but I'm just saying from a male standpoint, that's, you know, because, you know, we're territorial. We, you know, when we see someone and we try to talk to them and, we, you know, we start getting out of the way, we start seeing her and talking to her, and another guy comes in from the side, you know, that's, we're gonna throw all the sticks at him and block him out. So you know, that is a form, another form of favoritism as well. You may not think so, but it is. All right? It is. Now, we got about a couple of minutes left in the show. So tomorrow for sure, we're going to do the show about waiting for your lady, your girlfriend, your wife, or whatever, to get ready to go somewhere. The show is going to be called, Honey, Are You Ready Yet? Okay? I have a tough time with this, so I want to talk to you guys about it, and maybe y'all can give me some therapy on what I need to do with this. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening in. I appreciate it. You guys take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Because I'm going to take care of mine. Okay? I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good night.
My